This program, The World of Ice and Fire, was recorded on October 26, 2014, before a live audience at New York's 92Y, and features Game of Thrones mastermind George R.R. Martin in conversation with Salon.com's Laura Miller.
Hi. Thanks for coming out tonight and for tuning in on Twitter. I have a theory that the spaces where writers create their work reveals a lot about their minds. And this theory was confirmed 4 years ago when I went to Santa Fe to write a profile of George R.R. Martin. George has converted a suburban-style house in Santa Fe to serve as his writing studio and general headquarters. It's got a tower, some really nice stained glass windows, and a computer that runs the incredibly archaic word processing software he insists on using. But the first thing you notice when you walk in the door are the miniatures. There are what must be thousands of figurines and models, most of them medieval, displayed in dioramas and tableaux. At one point during my visit, George walked up to a wall closet, just like the ones in the suburban house where I grew up. But when he swept open the sliding doors, instead of clothes on hangers, there were shelves of jousting knights and brilliantly dressed noblemen and ladies. All around that house, you can find scenes of battles and people carousing in taverns and traveling through tiny forests. That's George R. R. Martin right there. His head is full of people. Lots and lots and lots of people. And now, thanks to A Song of Ice and Fire and the HBO series based on the books, our heads are full of those people, too. The one-time working-class boy from Bayonne, New Jersey, a kid who loved comic books and science fiction pulps, who grew up to study journalism and write science fiction and fantasy himself, has become an unlikely emperor. He's established outposts and colonies in the imaginations of millions of people, Winterfells and King's Landings and young kais of the mind, populated by characters who can seem more real to us than the leaders we see on TV every day. How does he do it? Is he some kind of wizard? I know these are far from the only questions we have for George R.R. Martin, internationally best-selling author, multiple Hugo and Locus and Nebula winner, screenwriter and television producer. I hope we'll be able to answer some of them tonight. Please join me in welcoming to the stage of the 92nd Street Y, ladies and gentlemen, George R.R. Martin.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you all.
And thank you for that kind introduction, Laura.
So let's start talking about this new book, The World of Ice and Fire. I've been telling people who ask me about it that it's sort of the Silmarillion of your imaginary world. And you wrote it with a couple of co-authors, so I'd love to hear you talk about whether it is the Silmarillion of the known world and about what it was like to work with Elio and Linda.
Well, this is a book that really began with my readers and my fans. Of course, in any epic fantasy, the world is a character. Setting is very important. And that, I think, has certainly been true since J.R.R. Tolkien and Lord of the Rings. Of course, fantasy goes back to ancient times, the Iliad, the Odyssey, the Ballad of Gilgamesh. But Tolkien really invented modern epic fantasy in its current form. And one of the things he did that was extraordinary was create Middle-earth in such detail. If you look at some of the pre-Tolkien fantasy, it's written more in a story of fairy tales. You know, once upon a time, there was a king, and the king had a beautiful daughter, and there was an evil vizier, and they may have names, but you won't know, like, who was the king's father, or who was his grandfather, or how the dynasty came to power, or how long it's ruled, or what the neighbor.